this is a phase one hearing, commutation hearing for Teresa L. Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N. ADC number 240492. Ms. Peterson is currently serving one offense, and that is for aggravated DUI. She received a 6-year sentence, and she's requesting a 1.5-year reduction. If that was granted to her, she will be released on July 25, 2019. She has an absolute discharge date of January 23rd, 2021. She also has a detainer with the Maricopa County Adult Probation Clerk's Office that's also listed. Ms. Peterson found herself driving while intoxicated. She indicated that she was going to carry her father's to see his son, and she admits that she had been using drugs. In fact, she indicated that she had used coke, and that in addition to coke, that she had also had 2 8-ounce ounces of Coors beer. However, she feels that the sentence was excessive, in as much as from her perspective, there was no victims involved, and that's true. There were no victims except for herself. If something had happened, there would have been other victims. She did not take that into consideration when she stated that there were no victims involved. She did enter a plea, and the one reason that she indicated that she entered the plea was due to the fact that there were 3 cases all total, and the prosecutor, the court, agreed to combine the 3. Therefore, she was only charged or only serving a sentence for 1, and that's the reason, but she still felt that the sentence was excessive. As I've indicated, there were no victims. She felt that the services was for a long period of time, and she felt that the presumptive sentence of 4.5 years would have been appropriate for her. She had extended support. She has an extended support system. She had employment. She's had no disciplines. However, she had been taking classes, counseling for substance abuse. In fact, she had completed 3 educational programs, 20 hours, 25 hours, and another one for 75 hours over the last 2 years. She has a long, she has the application, which I have reviewed. She also had an incident and investigation reports, which was extensive, that was attached to her application, and I also reviewed her Ames report. However, despite the fact that she feels that the crime was not excessive, I concluded that it was, because she could have been charged with 3 on 3 different offenses, and that would have meant that she would have multiplied that by 3 times 6 could have been as much as 18 years. Therefore, I do not feel that the sentence was excessive, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be not to pass Ms. Teresa Peterson, ADC number 240492, to phase 2. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Agreed.
Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. And this will end the hearing, and she will not be passed to phase 2.
We